Justin Fluke now joined by Coach Kurt Heisler talking Holton girls basketball. The Lady Cats are 11-7 on the season and 7-5 in the Big 7 League. A win and a loss since last we spoke, Coach. A couple games that came down to the fourth quarter, I guess. And no surprise, second time through this tough league schedule and all the parity that's there. Let's go back to last Friday and start with the loss to Hiawatha, 36-28, a game in which you led at the end of the first and second and up six at the end of the third quarter. Played really, really well. And then Hiawatha made about three threes there and kind of got going and able to get the win. I know it had to be a frustrating end because your team had played so well, but, man, just couldn't finish that game in the fourth quarter, I guess.
Yeah, it was a disappointing way to finish the ball game. Obviously, we had played pretty good defensively for three quarters, and you know, they have some really good players, and they have a good leader on their team, and I think she kind of started a big fire for them in the fourth quarter with a couple of threes, and everyone else fed off of that. Something that's kind of overlooked in the game that we talked about as a team afterwards is I think that we may have lost the game in the first half on offense. We turned the ball over 15 times in the first half and had a 15-12 lead at half. And we just didn't give ourselves enough opportunities in the first half to convert and get a bigger lead going into the second half. And I think if we had done that, possibly fourth quarter may have been a different story. So I know everyone's going to focus on the fourth quarter, but really we could have done some things differently and better in the first half.
Good point. Last night, do bounce back, get a good road win at Riverside, 33-30, the final score. I believe you won the fourth quarter 10-2. You played without Macy Patch in that game as well. So sounds like your girls showed a lot of fight, especially being able to come back and finish that game on the road.
Yeah, it was a gutty win for our team. Really proud of the whole team for the way we played and bounced back on the road on a Tuesday night at Riverside. Quality team. And we were without Macy Patch, as you said last night. You know, they found a rhythm in the first half, and we stayed close. We made some adjustments at halftime, and I think really the girls just, they got locked in on defense and did a really good job of executing our game plan on defense. And then on offense, we got the ball into the positions of the floor where we could operate and converted a high percentage. We shot really well last night, I think 57% from the field. And fourth quarter defensively, we caused 10 turnovers and allowed only 2 points. So really proud of the way we finished that ball game.
13 points for Lindsay Wisdom, but seven different girls scored, a couple different girls stepping up in the absence of Patch a little bit there, which is a good sign, hopefully moving forward. But just two games left here in the regular season, Coach. Nemaha Central, tough one coming in this Friday night, a team that seems to be playing pretty well. But I guess this time of year, I mean, you're kind of at that point where you got to bring it and have your A game every night, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There's no nights off in our league, and everyone knows that. Number one team in our league. They are sitting atop the league right now, Nemaha Central, and obviously they're fighting for seeding in their sub-state as well. So they'll be motivated. They'll be locked in and ready to play, and I'm sure our girls will be too. Last time that we played them, we had a stretch where we just did not respond when they made a big push at us. So I'm sure our girls will be mindful of that. We'll make some adjustments. Looking forward to two good practices getting ready for Friday night.
You bet. Perry LeCompton next Tuesday night, the last home game of the regular season. Best of luck, Coach. We'll talk about postseason and look ahead next week.
Hey, thanks so much, Justin. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Kurt Heisler, head coach of the Holton girls, will visit with Connor Bouchard right after this.